Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 16, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Smart transfer to be launched for Brazilian customers. The Brazilian Open Finance has gained access to smart transfer to optimize adherence to the data sharing system between FIS created by the central bank. Nubank to introduce its mobile operator services. Brazil-based financial services platform Nubank has announced its plans to go beyond providing banking services and launch its own mobile phone operator company. Zopa reports first full-year profit. UK-based Zopa has announced its first full year of profitability, aiming to accelerate its development and to offer current accounts to customers by the end of 2024. MTS Bank announced IPO in push for development. Russia-based MTS Bank has announced that it will hold an initial public offering, IPO, aiming to accelerate its development and growth process. FILS partners ION to advance ESG across the Middle East. UAE-based digital infrastructure fintech FILS has partnered with digital banking solutions company ION to drive ESG initiatives in the MENA region. Dblock partners with Numeral. France-based Dblock has announced its decision to choose the banking aggregation and payment automation platform Numeral to manage its SEPA payments. Paystan increases ERP efficiency with Dynamics 365 integration. US-based Paystan has augmented ERP efficiency with seamless integration into Dynamics 365, offering fee-less B2B payments and automation for finance departments. Worldline and RiskQuest partner. Worldline, a global provider of payment services, has announced a partnership with RiskQuest, a Netherlands-based risk consultancy firm and part of the Zanders Group. Stripe secures $694 million United States dollars in tender offer. Financial infrastructure platform for businesses Stripe has announced that it secured $694.2 million United States dollars in the tender offer from February 2024. DataVisor, MyTech team up for check fraud protection. DataVisor, an AI-powered fraud and risk platform, has announced a collaboration with MyTech, aimed at enhancing the comprehensive check fraud protection offerings within its platform. Ideal introduces profile creation. Online payment method Ideal has announced that it introduced profile creation capabilities, which allow accelerated and more secure checkout experiences. German bank LBBW to offer crypto custody services with Bitpanda. German federal bank Landesbank Baden-Württemberg, LBBW, has set to offer crypto custody services through a partnership with Austria-based exchange platform Bitpanda. UK moves to experimentation phase of regulated liability network. The UK's biggest banks are pushing ahead with the experimentation phase of a regulated liability network, a financial market infrastructure for programmable money operating on a multi-bank shared ledger. Sopra introduces instant payments tech. Sopra Banking Software, SBS, the global financial technology company that more than 1,500 financial institutions rely on to digitally transform the way they operate, today announced the availability of its cloud-based instant payments solution. Bow forecasting held back by out-of-date tech. The Bank of England has been heavily criticized by a former chairman of the US Federal Reserve for relying on outdated technology for its economic forecasts. Report calls for more support for female-founded fintechs. UK startups outside of London should have more than one founder, ensure gender diversity and join an accelerator, according to the findings of a recently published report. Finastra works with TradeSun on sustainable supply chain finance. Finastra today announced that it has integrated AI-powered ESG, environmental, social and governance, scoring capabilities into its working capital solution, Trade Innovation. Project Nemo launches disability inclusion campaign. Project Nemo, a not-for-profit disability inclusion campaign, was launched yesterday during UK FinTech Week. Standard Chartered invests in ethical finance startup Algebra. Standard Chartered's venture arm has invested in Algebra, an ethical finance-focused and Sharia-compliant UK-based fintech. Terms were not disclosed. eToro expands proxy voting to cover all asset classes. The trading and investment platform eToro has extended its proxy voting feature to all stocks listed on its platform after seeing massive engagement from users. UK universities collaborate on fintech courses. From the rise of AI to ongoing changes in financial regulation, from equitable access to financial services to the opening of access to personal financial data, the financial services sector currently faces many challenges and opportunities. C8 Technologies launches FX hedging tool. C8 Technologies, the London-based fintech founded by former Bluecrest Capital Management partners Matthias Eriksson and Ibrahim Kasinali, is launching an FX hedging platform which employs advanced systematic trading models to help businesses easily and effectively manage their currency exposures. Bloomberg expands front office pricing tool. Bloomberg today announced its innovative pricing solution, Intraday BVAL, IBVAL, front office, now covers all Euro and GBP investment grade and high yield credit bonds included in Bloomberg's flagship Europe and UK credit indices, and more. KCX, an adaptive partner for electronic trading. Adaptive Financial Consulting, Adaptive, the experts in electronic trading technology solutions, today announces its partnership with KCX, Kepler Cheuvreux's execution division, to create an innovative event-driven trading system based on Aron and its own Hydra technology. Romania launches first digital native bank. Engine by Starling has launched Romania's first ever digitally native bank on its core banking platform. FE Fund Info appoints chief product officer. FE Fund Info, the international leader in investment product information and technology for the investment management community, announced the appointment of Jörg Grossman as its new chief product officer. UK Finance proceeds with RLN experimentation phase. Financial services provider UK Finance has announced its plans to work on an additional UK regulated liability network, RLN, experimentation phase with 11 of its members. RBI to issue an additional license framework. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has planned to issue an additional license category for point of sale, POS, businesses in a bid to improve the offline payments ecosystem. Episode 6 and Loop bring FinTech as a service to Saudi Arabia. Episode 6, E6, a leading global provider of enterprise-grade payment processing and ledger infrastructure, has today announced a partnership with Loop, a major e-money institution, EMI, to power its FinTech as a service offering in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, KSA. Stripe wins deal with retail giant URBN. Stripe, a financial infrastructure platform for businesses, today announced a partnership with URBN to power online and in-person retail payments for Urban Outfitters, Anthropology Group, Free People, and FP Movement. Interac buys Canadian rights to voucher platform. Interac Corp. Interac, today announced it has entered into a strategic transaction to acquire the exclusive Canadian rights to use Toronto-based Voucher Limited. Voucher. S engagement platform which enables users to send and receive personalized multimedia notifications along with their money transfers. Rapid Finance partners Galileo for SMB prepaid card program. Rapid Finance, a small business banking platform helping small businesses find customized financing solutions, in collaboration with Galileo Financial Technologies, a leading financial technology company owned by Sophie Technologies, Inc., NASDAQ. Sophie, today announced the launch of the Rapid Access MasterCard. Green Dot names Renata Kane GM, boss. Green Dot Corporation, NYSE, GDOT, a digital bank and fintech powering consumers and businesses with seamless banking and payment solutions, today announced the appointment of Renata Kane as General Manager of Banking as a Service, boss. NEOM registered as financial services provider in New Zealand. NEOM, the global leader in real-time, cross-border payments, today announced that it is now registered as a financial services provider in New Zealand. Comviva unveils low-code, no-code platform for digital banking. Comviva, the global leader in customer experience and data monetization solutions, today announced the launch of its transformative low-code, no-code platform. Bright Payments appoints Luke Trefoot Chief Commercial Officer. Bright Payments, a leader in instant bank payments, today announced that Luke Trefoot has joined the company as Chief Commercial Officer, CCO, leading the Stockholm-headquartered fintech's commercial efforts. Bow forecasting held back by out-of-date tech, Bernanke. The Bank of England has been heavily criticized by a former chairman of the US Federal Reserve for relying on outdated technology for its economic forecasts. Acuity Trading and Accent Capital join forces. Acuity Trading, a pioneering provider of cutting-edge market analytics and trading solutions, is excited to announce a strategic partnership with Accent Capital, a global platform known for its innovative trading solutions. Wells Fargo chooses TradeSun to digitize trade finance. TradeSun and Wells Fargo have entered into an agreement that will enable Wells Fargo to leverage the industry-leading trade finance and compliance digitization solution from TradeSun, using artificial intelligence, AI, and other advanced technologies to streamline the complex and manual processes employed globally within the banking industry. Tiffin appoints Rob Pettman Chief Revenue Officer and President. Tiffin, a leading AI and innovation platform for wealth, announces the appointment of Rob Pettman as its Chief Revenue Officer and President. Giggs appoints ex-Stripe exec Rishi Sachdeva Head of Fintech. Giggs, the world's first telecom-as-a-service platform, today announced that Rishi Sachdeva has joined the company as Head of Fintech. Sachdeva joins Giggs after 6 years at Stripe, where he served in various partnerships and business development leadership roles, most recently as head of GTM partnerships. Tenity and Copenhagen FinTech launch new Nordic Challengers VC-backed pre-seed program. Tenity, a pioneering global innovation ecosystem and early-stage investor headquartered in Zurich, Switzerland, in collaboration with Copenhagen FinTech, a mission-driven organization based in Copenhagen, Denmark, dedicated to cementing the Nordic region as a leading fintech hub, are thrilled to announce the launch of the new Nordic Challengers program. Avaloq co-CEO Thomas Beck steps down. Avaloq co-CEO Thomas Beck is stepping down from his position on the Avaloq Group Executive Board today for retirement, with Martin Groeldinger taking over as Group CEO of Avaloq. During the transition period, Thomas Beck will be available in a senior advisory capacity to Martin Groeldinger, providing support as needed. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.